Hi, it's Dave from New Life Fremont. I'm one of the pastors here, and today I'm going to bring you an extended scene from this past Sunday's sermon. You know, sometimes when you watch a Blu-ray in the special features, there are extended scenes, things that got cut and that didn't make it to the movie. And today I'm going to do the same thing with the sermon. Every Sunday when I preach, there's content that gets cut, that gets left behind on the cutting room floor. And this past Sunday, I had to cut some significant content about an important character in the story. It's Naaman's little servant girl. I did mention her, but I glossed over her so that I could focus on Naaman's transformation. And I was so sad to do that because she's such a rich and important part of the story. In fact, if you look closely at the story, this servant girl is the true hero, not Elisha or Naaman. The servant girl is the hero of the story. We first meet her in verse 2. The Bible tells us, "Now the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife." Naaman's servant girl was abducted from her home in Israel during a raid. The Bible calls her a little girl, which means that she was definitely under the age of 13, probably she was 10 or 11 or 12 years old. If Naaman gives us a picture of someone who's really important, and he was a very important person, then this servant girl gives us a picture of someone who is very unimportant. In fact, the Bible doesn't even give her a name, and that's not because she didn't have a name. It's just that no one knew it. Naaman didn't know her name. He calls her the girl from the land of Israel. Just as her family was ripped away from her, her name was ripped away from her when she was taken from her homeland. No one in Syria knew who she was. No one knew her name. Now, what would you do if you were in this servant girl's position? The slave master who kidnapped you, who probably killed your family and enslaved you, is dying of leprosy, dying of an incurable disease, and you, of all people, know where to find the cure. Do you help him? Do you tell him? Or do you just let him suffer? Well, we actually make the same choice that this servant girl had to make several times a day. Because there are people all around us who are suffering from an ailment that is far more serious than leprosy, and it is fatal 100% of the time. It's called sin. People sin against us constantly. They unfairly criticize us. They insult us. They slight us. They ignore us. They lose their temper with us. They mock and they humiliate us. They let us down. They are dishonest with us. They act selfishly instead of doing things that would actually show any kind of concern or care for us. They're dishonest with us. People surround us, sinners, parents, spouses, children, friends, co-workers, neighbors, even your pastors. Sinners are everywhere. And you know the cure. Jesus is the cure to sin. Do you tell them? Do you tell them there's forgiveness in Christ? Do you tell them that God loves them? Or do you just let them suffer? The servant girl could have easily let Naaman suffer. It wasn't like he was asking her where to find the cure. He had taken so much away from her. He did irreparable harm to her. The cure to leprosy gave this servant girl power over Naaman. She could have used that power to destroy Naaman, but she inexplicably uses it to save him instead. She chooses to be poor in spirit. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." How do you know that you are poor in spirit? Well, one of the best ways to know that you are poor in spirit is when you feel compassion instead of anger for the people who sin against you. You know that you're poor in spirit when you want to heal someone who has hurt you. Several times a day, you have a choice to share the cure for sin or to let people suffer. You make the choice when you're sheltering in place with your brothers and sisters, while you're out buying groceries, while you are out doing your essential work, while you're taking meetings in your pajamas at home, while you are taking care of your children, while you are being annoyed with your spouse right before going to bed. Will you give them the cure, or will you let them suffer? Will you give them Jesus, or will you give them your judgment? The good news is that Jesus didn't let you suffer. Though he was infinitely greater than Naaman, he made himself infinitely lower than this servant girl, and he did it to become your Savior. He became the cure for your sin by dying on a cross and rising from the dead. You see, you are poor in spirit. You don't have to become poor in spirit. You just need to remember what you are. And remember that God loves you anyway. And you will find the strength to go and love the people who sin against you instead of just letting them suffer. So go and bless someone.